Every day, people make the pilgrimage to this musical mecca.
We're standing at the crest of the hill overlooking the Woodstock Festival field.
This is where it took place.
Close your eyes for a moment. Try to imagine a sloping green field filled with hundreds of thousands of people a half century ago.
Yeah, I guess it is hallowed ground. You know, it took place here. You know, this is the spot where it happened. This is where it took place.
Duke Devlin was here 50 years ago. He was traveling on the road, hitchhiking. And as he made his journey across the U.S., he came across more and more people talking about a music festival in upstate New York.
On the way up, we heard little whiffs and pieces of this festival they were having. You know?
I came upon a child of God. He was walking along the
road. It sounded like a rumor to me. You know, it sounded too good to be true on a farm, you know. List of performers, they were, you know, it's not too good to be true.
This isn't the Woodstock Music and Art Fair. This is your fair, man.
Duke Devlin is one of those who came here and has stayed here for a half century.
You came and never left.
Is it over yet?
No. You are here and continue to be here.
Yeah, I'm still here.
He pretty much knows where everything is.
You see these pieces right here? These big blocks? That's part of the original stage right there.
The original stage?
People don't even know that.
Wow.
Sitting right there, right under the nose. Yeah.
Freedom, 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 freedom.
Almost every day, people come here who wanted to be here in 1969, but never made it.
It's one of my big regrets of my life that I didn't come. You know, I grew up in Queens. I'm from Long Island. And I had a waitressing job the summer of 69. Only weekends.
On the day we came to visit, we found Bruce Chapman from Wichita, Kansas.
So how close were you to actually coming here?
Well, I didn't have the money to actually pay for a trip here and whatnot, so.
But you thought about it. You considered it.
Oh, God, yes.
So is this your first time here?
Yeah, first time
out. So
here.
After 50 years, you finally made it to the festival.
Here. That's right, yeah.
Look at the field out there. What do you think?
I can't imagine they put that many people in that small a field.
What would you do if I said?
Tourists come from around the world. This Italian man.
Music lovers in Italy, do they know the name Woodstock?
Yeah, of course. Woodstock is like a monumental word.
And of course, there are parents who come here with their children.
This is where everybody was watching the show. People were camping. The stage was down here. So at the end of the festival, this got all very muddy, so people were sliding all around. So it was just a sea of people. What do you think, guys?
It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you think you'd like to see a concert here?
I don't know. Yeah. It depends.
Yeah? It's no seats.
The very beautiful Joan Baez.
We shall overcome.
The story of Woodstock is vivid and colorful. There are ordinary people who 50 years ago became folk heroes, part of the Woodstock story.
If somebody comes by in 200 years and looks me up on the computer, they'll see peanut butter and jelly. That's all I'm known for.
Lenny Binder didn't even make it to the festival, but lived nearby. Her place in Woodstock history, she made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the kids who needed something to eat.
I took it home, put my son to sleep, and spent the night making sandwiches.
So in the end, what does Woodstock mean 50 years later? Depends who you talk to, of course. Duke Devlin, the man who came here and never left.
Woodstock spirit is almost like a cleansing. You know, it makes you care for other people. You know, I am you and you are me. You get that feeling, you know, that's what we're here for, you know.
As for the woman who made the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, Lenny Binder.
When you say Woodstock, nobody doubts what you mean. They all have this inference of a gathering that was peaceful, where people could get together.
3 days of peace and love and music that has stood the test of time. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Bethel, New York.
I know.